like you. Smoke, drink, and have sex like you. Think things, never see them through. So don't get it twisted. I wanna be just as cool. Big watch and a gold ice cube. Spend big, never pay my dues. So don't get it twisted. Born faceless, please save me. My soul's tainted. It's how I've been born. Never seen so many people I didn't like. Never met so many women that weren't my type. Never wanted to wash my hands from all the shakes. I've come to sleep with all the shadows, cause my sheets are full of shape now. I mean, I always was the nice guy. I mean, I always played the stooge. I guess I always kept the peace. Why I'm at war inside surface, I'm cucumber cool.
Born faceless, be seamless. Soul's tainted, it's how I've been born.
It's how I've been born.
Born patience, please save me.
Alrighty.
I don't hear me. Do you hear
you
me?
You don't? What mic are you on?
I'm mic
number three. Come on, Ben. This is rookie stuff.
Turn your headphones up. I'm sure that's why you can't hear yourself.
But my headphones are up.
No, turn your headphones up.
Oh, no. I hear
myself.
Yeah,
there you go.
Alright. That's a rookie move. So my bad, listeners.
So I trained him, and that is my fault.
Yeah.
Because
bad
I trained
teacher.
Him. Anyway, you are listening to Miami Blizzard.
Quake.
Nope. You are not, actually.
Well,
that's
Daniela.
Daniela totally bailed on us.
100%. Second week in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
First we haven't had the trifecta together in a month.
Yeah, we have not had the
triumvirate.
Together. The triumvirate.
The triangle.
Sorry. Yeah.
not my best joke.
Yeah, not your best joke. But yeah, so you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio. We should do it so that we always say it at the same time.
Yeah, that way we'd sound really cool, like really in sync.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so, yeah, welcome back. You are listening to Miami Blizzard. It's the return of the summer spectacle.
Summer spectacle. Summer showdown.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
So it's a good time.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sorry.
How are you feeling, Chris? How are you feeling today?
How am I doing? I'm good. Pretty, I don't know, pretty neutral. Pretty good day, but nothing
good,
extraordinary.
Nothing bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So today was kind of a unique day here on campus.
I ate some really good mac and cheese.
Oh, please.
I made some.
You made some?
Yeah. I love like putting some chicken in there. You just dice it up and then you put some, I put some cauliflower, some grilled onions, a little bit of sriracha on top. Also, since I don't have milk in my house, I use Alfredo sauce and I put sprinkle a little bit of water in it. Mix it with the cheese and it tastes just like macaroni and cheese. Beautiful. Anyways, you were saying something that's definitely more interesting?
No, I don't think I was. I think it was actually as interesting. So not good. So what I was saying was that this today is a little bit different because of Indigenous Peoples Day. So we had our Monday schedule, but today is a Tuesday. So it's going to be riveting. So I was like, wow, I don't have a lot of class today. I'm going to actually get all my stuff done because I had friends visiting over the weekend, which we can talk about later. But the unfortunate thing is that I was trying to make a cool, like, game. I have to make a video game for my classes that you can play on your phone. I was trying to do
your room earlier to try and like hang out, and you were like, I'm busy building a video game. I can't.
Anyway, I got stuck for so long. Like I was following a tutorial, and I got like messed up at this one part, and I couldn't figure out what I did wrong. So I go to the YouTube comments of this tutorial. No one has commented anything. I say, hey, I got stuck at this one part. Can you help me? The guy responds.
Like immediately? Or?
Yeah, like within 30 minutes.
Oh,
no. And like, I sent him all the files and he's going to figure it out. That is the weirdest.
So you're just having this YouTuber do your homework for you.
Work with me on my homework.
He's doing your homework for you.
I talked to my professor. He's aware.
Sick.
Anyway, speaking of video games.
What are you tying in? Oh, is this
Here's
a song?
Our next song.
Oh, wow, that was a horrible
By
transition.
By Arcade Fire.
Couldn't have been more forced.
No, do you get it? Video game Arcade Fire.
Yeah. You're a comedic genius there, Bubby.
Pretty good. Anyway, here it is.
Like we don't exist, but we exist. claro ya, ¿ok?
Lo que pasó.
We are back and better than we were 2.5 minutes ago.
Yeah, doggy.
The songs you just heard were Sex and Drugs, feat. Ben. Harrison Sands.
Oh my God.
We Exist by Arcade Fire. Lo que pasó, pasó.
Lo que pasó, pasó.
Yeah, that's like.
By Daddy Yankee.
So, yeah, those are the songs you just heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the weather.
The weather. Okay. As a Floridian. Fall is just the craziest concept. On my street, we have some trees, and they lose their leaves in, like, mid-April. And they just, like, the leaves just kind of, like, die, and they fall, and then they're, like, there's new ones the next week. And it's just, like, randomly in April. I don't know. And so that's the closest thing to fall I've ever had. And then now I get here, and, like, I drove up to New Hampshire this weekend for a hike, which, by the way, is, like, that's my happy place. I love that place so much. The White Mountains are amazing. It's just, like... Oh my God, like orange on red on brown on yellow on some green, some white, and then it's just like gorgeous. I could go on.
Do it.
But I won't.
No, I feel
apple
like
cider
I,
donuts.
Oh yeah, no. Apple cider alone.
Apple and cider.
Apple cider donuts are also fine.
Just like the temperatures in the high 50s, low 60s. So
I get it. I just don't notice the fall at all. Like I didn't. And part of this might be that I'm colorblind and probably can't see the leaves. And then the other part of it is probably that like I'm just so used to it. That I don't about it.
Yeah, you've had it your whole life. I've never had fall. Like I've never had fall before
also,
I got up here.
It also just like signifies the precursor to like it being like so bitter and cold.
For me, it's like a nice middle ground. Before that, it's like
it's a good transition.
You get to wear like layers and you get to not like sweat your butt off. But like, I didn't curse. Look at
well
that.
Well done. We love it.
Ben gave me a knowing smirk and then I couldn't pass up the opportunity to comment on it. Anywho, but like you can still feel like the heat of the sun, you know, you can still feel like warmth, but it's still like kind of it's a little cold. And then you can wear like a flannel, which I love wearing, or like a sweatshirt, you know. In the summer, it's like at least I mean in Boston, in Miami where I'm from, like 90 and just like so humid, so hot. And now like the temperature, like it's like the planet like regulates itself for just a little bit, you know, according to my astronomy class. Great class, by the way.
Really?
We're like yeah so like
shocking.
We just passed the fall solstice, which means like so Earth is normally on a tilt and that creates those seasons. So when it's in summer and we're tilt like the northern hemisphere, we're tilted towards the sun, that makes it so hot. And in the winter when we're away from it, that's what makes it not as hot. Pretty cold, in fact. But right now we're like right in the middle. It's like the temperatures the world is supposed to be. And so that like even like in astronomy, it's just like perfect. So anyways, I love fall, I love apple cider donuts, and that's all I have to say.
What's your favorite like okay, what's your favorite fall food, you know?
What is a fall food? Like Thanksgiving
apple cider
food?
Donuts, Thanksgiving food.
Thanksgiving food is like a subcategory, but also
lattes.
Like it's
dude, I've never had one.
What, a pumpkin spice? I can't say that I've had one either. I feel like there's too much of a cultural stigma around it and a stereotype.
Around you having one?
Around people having one. Yeah, so I've
is this like the new thing that we're gonna try to fix on the show?
Yes, we're gonna solve
pumpkin spice lattes.
Pumpkin spice lattes can be drinking by anyone, not just white girls.
All right, you heard it here first.
Yeah, what was the thing? Oh, I was at Trader Joe's last week, bought some pumpkin pancake mix. Maybe we make some this weekend.
Oh yeah, I was really really big into pumpkin pie. I mean, I still am.
I've actually never really liked pumpkin pie.
Every Thanksgiving, I would get like the pumpkin pie. Those are also good. I get the pumpkin pies, and I'd like, you like put them in the oven, you scoop all the stuff out, and then you like put them to a food processor, and then I'd make pumpkin pie all the way from scratch.
Oh, that's so cool.
Every single Thanksgiving. And then I realized it was no different than the canned stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom actually,
we did taste test. No,
my
one
mom
noticed.
Specifically uses canned pumpkin for pumpkin bread because it like tastes better.
Yeah,
like
it's the same or better.
It's cool to make it from scratch.
I know.
That's
it's only
sick.
For the clout. The only reason to do that is to have people like, wow. But there's no other reason.
My mom makes, our version of that is we do guava cheesecake, which is just the most Cuban Thanksgiving thing ever.
That sounds so good.
And we deep fry a turkey. And we have for Christmas Eve, which Noche Buena is like the big Cuban holiday. Thanksgiving, we like dabble more in the traditional American Thanksgiving foods. But we verge occasionally into our Cuban roots. Oh, now I just want to be Thanksgiving so I can just gorge on food. Lots of leftovers, like baked mac and cheese. Okay, I'll stop.
All right.
Put on that song. That thing. What's going on? I don't hear.
Oh. Where is it?
I think you turned it off.
I think I did do that.
Yeah. There you go.
Go ahead and tell me you got all you want. Fiverr says you're wrong. And I suppose you've come down to help me move things along. And we lapped it up and we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey.
As time passes, I feel so low. Searching for peace is covering up the holes. I'll fight for your love, I'll fight for your soul. I'll throw all of my cares away for you. I'll be there to wait for you. Maybe you weren't the one for me, but deep down I wanted you to be. I'll still see you in my dreams. All the things that I did for you just wasn't it for you. So I'll be coasting, I'm rollercoasting through my emotions. I will be coasting, rollercoasting. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. Moving on seems harder to do when the one that you love moves faster than you. I gave you my all, I showed the proof, realizing you weren't worthy. You don't deserve me. As time passes, I'm feeling high. You're not the one I'm thinking of tonight. I may not be over you, but I'll try inside. I'm feeling better now, finally feeling special now. I'm coasting, I'm rollercoasting through my emotions. Oh, I will be, yeah. Coasting, I'm rollercoasting. I noticed you weren't the one for me. For me, you want the one for me.
Alrighty, Rue. So, we actually do have some news going on. And what? That news is...
What is this news?
This is some important news. So, this last weekend, two of my friends from high school were in town. And I want to talk about what we did and what you think I should have done instead of what we did.
Oh,
all we did was essentially go to different places and eat food.
That sounds like a great weekend, in my opinion.
Okay, so I figured
what
maybe...
What food did you eat? That's the real question.
That's the real question. So, what did we do? Day number one...
Okay, so the fish restaurant we went to, out of the blue?
Out of 10, one.
You didn't like it?
Did you like it?
My fish was really good.
Oh my
God. Was it too expensive? Absolutely. But my fish was really good. I liked the bread. The pasta, mediocre, but I was there for the fish and the fish they served.
I would have given it out of 10... 6.
I would have given it...
Like, there are a number of restaurants that would have given me a meal for $8 to $10 that I would have liked better.
Mm. Their pasta wasn't a strong suit, but everything they served kind of had pasta with it, I feel.
Yeah, I thought... I mean, it was definitely fine, but...
Yeah. They also had, like, a fish and chips for $23. Egregious. But the thing they... but the thing they made for me, like, it was, like, a lemon herb, like... garlic crusted fit like haddock, I think, and it was... I don't eat seafood that often here because like it's kind of expensive and I'm trying to be cheap,
of course,
and it's just like it's really nice to have it every once in a while. So maybe I was being... my opinion was being affected by that, so I give it a 7.1.
all right, that's not bad. So we went there earlier in the day. We stopped by this secret place in the North End that I discovered that is down an alleyway.
What's it called?
I don't want to say. It's my thing.
Oh, okay.
I'll take you there, though.
I would love to. What do they sell there?
So, down this alleyway, you walk down this flight of stairs, and there is a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And it sells nice Italian bread. And then you go up the stairs, you go to the right, and it's this, like, literally a hole in the wall restaurant that will give you, like, sandwiches. So we got those.
That's awesome. Wait, I want to go there.
Yeah, I'll take you there.
Please
do.
So
we did that, and then for dinner we went to Out of the Blue.
Was this the place we went to? Remember when we went to the North End?
It was near there.
Oh.
Well, so we did that, and then another thing that we did was we went to... The next day we got breakfast, brunch, or whatever at this place in Cambridge.
But didn't we make breakfast?
Oh, yeah. So we made breakfast, then we immediately went and got... We left that and we went to go to this place in Cambridge, which was... I don't remember what it was called.
Was it near Harvard Square?
Yeah, it was like in Harvard Square.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Kind of thing.
Was it like...
Maybe it's called Border Cafe.
Did you have to walk down a few steps?
No, this was like up some steps. Border Cafe. And it was fine. I got Baja fish tacos. Pretty good, actually.
What just happened?
Like swatted the microphone and broke it. It's on camera too.
I couldn't see your face, so I tried to adjust a mic. I gently touched it, and it just completely fell apart.
Exploded.
I don't even know how that's possible.
All right, it's fine. We're gonna fix it.
Okay, you keep talking. I'm gonna fix it.
All right. So after that, we went to Toscanini's probably two or three times over the course of the 48 hours they were here.
Toscanini's
is an ice cream place near the Museum of Science. It's excellent. Get their B3. It's like brown sugar, brown butter, brownies.
Oh, lots of brown.
It's so good.
Wait, that actually sounds delicious.
It's so good.
Why didn't you take me to these
probably
places?
The best ice cream I've ever had. What else do we do?
I want ice cream.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we did a lot of eating, I would say. Yeah, it was a good time. But you know how you were talking about the brown? That's a dark color. Maybe you need it.
What?
As in it's a dark necessity by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was...
All right, guys. So back in the old days, Ben used to always... We used to go get like boba in Harvard Square or Chinatown. And it used to be like our thing. It used to be our tradition. And however, the school year, Ben has just not taken me to go get ice cream
or anything. So that's not a reflection of what's happening.
Or like going to have fun. And so we would do it every single semester since freshman fall.
It was very
hard even in the summer. And now he's just like moved on. And this is the only time I see him anymore.
I don't think that's... I mean, okay.
This is the only time
I see you, but that's different. The thing is that I'll say, hey, Chris, we're going to go to Chinatown right now.
Oh, really? When have you asked me that since
probably 2 weeks ago?
No.
And then you say... You guys always go to Chinatown. Why do you always go to Chinatown? Do something fun. That's how you talk. That's how you sound.
That's how you sound. That's my impression of you. Also, you do only go to two places for one thing ever, and you never use your car for anything else. That I will say.
You only text me to go to grocery shopping.
What's a good way to go get groceries? So, sue me.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, if your goal is friendship...
All right, guys, call in and let us know
what
fun
late
night... Let us know who's right, and also let us know which late night activities could be fun for us to do when we're bored at midnight on, a Wednesday or something.
Or Tuesday.
If Ben has time to, you know, ever do it. Or time in quotation marks.
Also, if there's a song that you want to hear, call in.
Yeah.
That would be 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
You got it, buddy.
I don't know why I don't know.
just heard, some of the things you just heard were Don't Stop Making It Happen by Group Love, Dr. Necessities by Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Ghost of Beverly Drive by Death Cab for Cutie. If you want to hear those again slower, you can you can download the archive and slow it down in Audacity. And here we are.
You're the worst kind of person. All right. It's time for a PSA, unfortunately.
Nope, that's not what I wanted.
Ben!
Hold on. I think it's going to have words over it. That's the thing.
Just right, do an acoustic version of anything. Let's do some uke. Yaw some uke on there.
'There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Missing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
This last line kills me.
Don't let the do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Top of the morning to you, potato. There we go. We did it. I did it. You didn't help with anything. You put on a bad song. All right, well, we got that out of the way. What else is going on?
The only thing
on my mind right now is food. What about
Big Mouth?
Big Mouth. Guys, Big Mouth is a great show. I don't know how many of you watch it. Super, super, super weird and inappropriate. But it's just like, it's also at the same time a very great show. And it teaches a lot of good messages. And it's super funny. Coach Steve.
what's your favorite part of this most recent season? Season 3 did just come out. Sorry.
Well, you haven't even watched half of it, you silly boy.
Yeah, but okay, what's your... Right,
the Florida episode, I think that's what you were goading me into saying.
Well, you don't have to say that.
No, but I think it is. There's actually a throwback with Duke Ellington's ghost who lives in Nick's attic. That's A lot going on.
For those of you who don't know.
But anyways, the Florida episode was so funny because it's just like, so basically in this episode, Ben, you want to describe what happens? Your perspective from a non-Floridian standpoint.
Here we go. I can do it
from my lens.
So they go to the like middle of Florida and
Lakeland, to be specific, which Lakeland, is a real Florida. Place, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, good. Yes, they go to Lakeland, Florida to celebrate Passover in like a Jewish retirement community.
Yeah.
And then one of the characters is potentially going to hook up with his cousin.
Falls in, like, kind of gets obsessed with his cousin in a not good way.
Not good way.
Yeah.
And then the other character...
The show tackles a lot of themes about sexuality and puberty and what it means to grow up. And because they decided that they need to
apparently
explore
that's
an incest
part of something
episode.
That yeah, apparently that's part of growing up. Anyway, not for me.
Not for me.
But in general, apparently, sure. So then the other character meets, like, What they called her. They were not nice to her.
Cherry?
No,
Cherry's
not her.
The cousin. Her friend looks like a Vicky.
Yeah, but they called her a swamp rat.
Hey, you want to go blow up a boat?
Yeah,
she
talks like that. She's like, I got a pipe bomb.
My stepdaddy's down in that canal there.
I'm advising her in the canal. Like, she mumbles everything she says, but she's so funny. And I have a friend at home who talks just like her.
That's not good. You should not be friends with them.
Oh my God, that person's so funny. No, it's good. It's good.
It's an absurd episode. There's this thing called the Menopause Banshee, which appears to this mom and is like, the change is coming. And then there's Coach Steve, who's my favorite character. He's working at a North Carolina gas station. He's like, I'm North Carolina Coach Steve gas station, Steve.
Yeah, the whole thing is he got fired from being a coach, but now he's like in every episode just like
has a different job,
playing a different
episode.
Just like background character. He has like a quick thing. I think what happened is like the audiences kept getting annoyed with him because he was pretty annoying, and then they were like, okay, well,
he had too big of a role in season 2. I will say he's very funny, but like they didn't need to make him a main character just because he was silly. But in season 3, they had the right balance of him.
Yeah,
I would say.
The exact right
I
amount.
Would also say season 3 is way better than season 2 and on par with season 1. I don't remember season 1 that well, I will say.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. This one's going, like, off the rails, I feel like.
It's bonkers. At the end of this Florida episode, like, they talk about the Ten Commandments, and at the end of it, they're hit by a plague, and all of Florida is sunken because they explode a boat.
But it's only an allegory.
It's an allegory, but it's just very silly. Also, the show is insane because there's one actor. He voices Nick. He voices a thing called the Hormone Monster. He voices this girl named Lola.
Lola.
Andrew. No, my name's Lola.
She's so annoying.
He voices Coach Steve.
Is it Nick Kroll? Yeah,
Nick Kroll. He voices so many people. It's so funny. Anyways, that's all.
Yeah.
Just watch it, I guess.
It's
a great show. Recommend.
Netflix sponsor us. That's all I have to say about that.
Heart's a time machine. The more I see, the faster I can feel it beat. Oh, 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 can you feel it too? I start to dream about the road. I wanna see how far it goes. Oh, 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 are you dreaming too? Cause maybe we are closer than we think. I'm starting to believe heaven is a stone's throw away. Heaven is a stone's throw away from here. Do you ever think about the stars? To see them clear, you have to step into the dark. Oh, 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 I will carry you. And I will lift you up if you can't reach. We are closer than we think.
Don't make those noises.
Welcome back to WMFO.
WMFO.
WMFO, if you will. Tufts Community Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
This is my mysterious podcast voice. Today on BuzzFeed Unsolved. Anyways, what were we talking about?
We weren't.
Your mom's a lovely lady.
So,
anyways, what were we talking about? Food. We've been talking a lot. I'm very hungry.
Food is the only thing on my today.
I've had two meals and I snacked a lot. and I just have a ravenous appetite today. I don't know what's going on there.
I think that my caloric intake yeah. is probably at 1,200.
Okay, it could be higher.
It should be higher.
Well, by the end of the day, it should be at like minimum 1,900, 1,800, I would yeah. say.
And a growing boy like me?
Yeah, growing boy, a good kid.
You deserve the opposite of bupkis. Like, you know. I don't know how to use
what
Yiddish.
What is bupkis
mean? Bupkis means nothing.
Oh.
I'm trying to like, here. So, it's not that I'm trying to learn Yiddish. It's that I'm
but you're not trying to
yeah,
not
I'm like, learn I'm like actively Yiddish. Trying to pick up some Yiddish.
I wish the Red Sox were still playing. What? I would love to go to another Sox game.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
So, yeah. This is where my mind is at. Some ice cream. Oh, I just want ice cream. You know, wait, do you know the, wait, I'm sorry, you were saying something.
I what? No, tell me. No.
You know, there's like that comedian, he's like, is it Bill Burr? It's like,
there
the,
is, yeah, there's
he's
Bill
like kind of like the chubby one, and he likes to, he's like, I like cheese.
Oh, is that is, I think, Bill Burr.
Or Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham's the skinny one that's like young.
Okay. Yes, and he's the one who made Eighth Grade, which is a great movie.
Great movie, by the way. The pool scene in that movie was the funniest piece of cinema I've ever watched.
I agree. Or I don't know funniest, but it's definitely very funny.
It's like top 50.
Yeah, top 50.
And there's a lot of funny movies out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good movies.
There's a lot of good ones. Yeah, no bupkis there.
No bupkis.
no dearth that movie's of funny movie dearth? Scenes.
Dearth? You're talking about the number between 5 and 6?
What? What is that a reference from? Because you definitely didn't come up with that. And if you did, you didn't.
Well, it would be from iCarly.
Oh, I love iCarly. Big throwback. Anyways, I think that's all our time for today. Anyways.
All right.
It's been a lovely driving show tonight. And bye.
Peace.
And I've seldom been thinner, with that chip on my shoulder. And this past year I got so much older. Looking back over my life, spent the most of it tongue-tied. I wish I'd had more time listening to you speak your mind. Now I'm thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Drinking coffee black as iron, I couldn't be much higher without falling out of my chair. I've been so numb for so many years. Now I'm thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about it every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? And it's so easy to be blinded by the light, to feel lonely in the night. And it's blowing in the breeze, babe. I got dust in my eyes and rust in my mind. I'll be home come next spring. Won't you say you love me later, by and by? Looking back over my
WMFO in Medford. Sky By here. This is a tune by Vanessa Silberman.